Hello, this is Roxanne Baker, and this is Reading with Roxanne, which is broadcast, or recorded rather, from Sarasota, Florida, at Bookstore One at 12 South Palm Avenue. And I'll start out first by just mentioning a couple Zoom things we have coming up and online events. There's a family book club on July 15th, which is a Wednesday at 7 p.m., and it's about Pam Munoz Ryan's book, The Dreamer. And it's all in Spanish. You can find out about it on sarasotabooks.com, or you can call us at 941-365-7900, and we can give you more information on that. There's also a new one that we have scheduled called Disposable City, Miami's Future in the Face of the Climate Change that's upon us. And it's Monday the 27th at 6 p.m. And that's actually a webinar. And it's hosted by a journalist named Mario Alejandro Arriva. And then I have one coming up on the 30th. It's about a book called Together. It's by Vivek Murthy, who was our Surgeon General during Barack Obama's terms. And it's a nonfiction book about loneliness. So there's a lot of different selections, even more than those. And you can, again, find those on sarasotabooks.com. So today, as a guest, I have James Mamone, who's our manager at the store, and he's going to talk a little bit about his origins with Bookstore One, and then maybe about some books that he's interested in. So, James, tell us how you became involved with this store.
All right. Well, first off, Roxanne, it's a pleasure to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Truly an honor. So my origins with the bookstore pretty much starts with when the bookstore first opened back in 2011. At the time, I was a barista for Starbucks, working a overnight shift. And I also had a second job driving pharmaceuticals to nursing homes. Wow. So it was kind of a interesting point in my life. I would work from like 10 to 6 overnight and then 10 to 6 during the day. So when I had the opportunity to have an interview for this job, I was very excited to do anything to get out of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I was pretty fortunate. It was kind of one of those circumstances where it's not what you know, it's who you know. My girlfriend at the time actually worked with David Chaplin, who is the founding manager of Bookstore One. She worked with him at a place called Media on Main, which was at the corner for a little while, and they kind of became buddies and work together really well. So when Georgia asked David to open the bookstore, he initially called her to be the assistant manager.
Oh, wow.
But she had a pretty good graphic design job at the time, so she kind of forwarded me to him thinking that I'd be a good fit for the job. So kind of came in and interviewed with David, and within like 2 minutes we were kind of joking around, making fun of each other, and kind of hit it off really well.
So kindred spirits.
Yeah. So it kind of turned into that, and ever since then, he kind of hired me right away and kind of took off running. And it's been pretty much changed my life for the better in just about every possible way. And I worked as the assistant manager from beginning of 2011 to about, I think, July of 2014, at which time I went to graduate school out in Idaho, of all places. And I was out there for 4 years, working on my master's degree as well as teaching at the University of Idaho. And when my teaching contract ended, I came back to Sarasota in 2018 in the summer. And I actually worked for Sarasota County Schools for about a year and a half until I came back just part-time at the bookstore for a couple of nights a week, if you remember. Mm-hmm. And then Kate, who is the manager previous to me, decided she was going to move with her family to Kansas City, and her and Georgia talked to me about becoming the manager, and I guess the rest is history.
Bingo,
and
bingo,
here we are, and I couldn't be happier and more excited for lots of reasons. One, working at a bookstore is pretty much a dream job, especially this bookstore, as you know. Mm-hmm. You couldn't ask for a better person to work for than Georgia.
She's
coolest person ever. And then the entire staff here at Bookstore One is just really awesome, good, amazing people who are all like smart, you know, and everyone's really funny and great to be around. So this is really a cool place to be. I couldn't think of anything I'd rather be doing or any place I'd rather be than here. So I feel very, very fortunate to be here. So I'm hoping to make the best of it and do what I can to make this place a good bookstore for community of Sarasota.
Yeah, so I'll say you're a pleasure to work for, too. The thing I appreciate about you most...
Pleasure of mine, Roxanne.
It's a pleasure. But I think what I appreciate about you most is the fact that you can laugh at just about anything and everything, and I think that's crucial in these days.
because if
we can't keep our humor about us, where are we going? So thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. It's hard to take myself too seriously, so I try to rub off that as much as I can onto everybody else.
We can't take anything that seriously. Otherwise, we will just be a puddle of I don't know what. But anyway, so do you want to talk about some books you are appreciating now or in the past? Or?
Sure, yeah. Okay. I guess I'll just go over some books that I'm reading now. I know back before, if the longtime bookstore customers will remember, I used to have a couple of book clubs a month. I used to have like a fiction book club as well as a nonfiction book club. I'm someone who usually leans more into reading nonfiction. However, I do like to read some fiction as well. I try to always keep a good balance going. I think it works well for me personally, my brain. Reading fiction has always been a little bit more challenging to me for some reason, because I almost have to get in a better headspace to do it. I feel like almost you have to be in more of a relaxed state to really let yourself slip into like reading like stories and stuff more based off of like emotions than actual just kind of like accumulating like facts and data and those kinds of things. So I try my hardest to read as much fiction as I can, but I always tend to lean more towards nonfiction. But not much has changed. Currently, I think I'm sort of going back and forth with about three or four books. The nonfiction one I've been kind of reading the past month is called The Bird Way by Jennifer Ackerman. So I'm a huge bird person. And the timing is kind of good too, because during the whole COVID quarantining or whatever, I've been actually spending a lot of time bird watching. And it's been really great for that. I've been pretty fortunate, to see some eagles, some bald eagles near where I live, as well as I got really lucky to see this great horned owl nest. Mm. So I got to see like a little baby great horned owl kind of grow up and fly out. So that's been cool. The book, though, is really awesome because it's kind of almost like a little encyclopedia of anecdotal stories of all these like different kinds of birds, most of which I've never heard of. For example, there's a story of like a bird, it's called a western gull, which is out on the west coast of North America, primarily California. And it just talks about how every day they've, you know, the ornithologists there have been tracking it and noticing that it would like hop onto like these, you know, these garbage trucks basically that would go to like organic like compost. Hmm. And it would go there and just kind of like hitch a little ride for like 35 miles every day to go to the organic compost and eat some good food. And there's, you know, just weird little things like, you know, when you read this book, you need to almost have like your phone with you, because you'll like hear about this like bird and you kind of got to look it up. So then you can kind of see an image of it to like put these things together. It's also something I remember off the top of my head. I think they're called like Arabian babblers. And these are, as far as we know, the only other kind of living species besides humans that actually hide the fact that they're mating and having sex, which is kind of interesting little
discreet
little thing. Yeah, so there's just little anecdotal stories like that about all these kind of birds that you've probably never heard of. So it's really cool to just read
really
and listen to.
Yeah.
And she writes so well and is like super passionate and excited about it, and you can tell it's like a bird lover. So
birds have gotten a bad rap, right? I mean, you know, the term bird brain, it's like they seem a lot smarter than people.
Yeah. I mean they really are in lots of ways too. I think she talks about that they're obviously their brains are smaller, but it's so dense with like neurons, like kind of when you look at like birds and you see like their head twitching like really fast. What that actually is a reaction to all their neurons in their brain, like moving quicker and kind of making them more like aware and adaptive and all that stuff. So they're kind of working at a higher, faster level than pretty much any other species on the planet are. So
that sounds like a great, great book.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And as far as fiction goes right now, there's a book called Raphael, Painter in Rome by Stephanie Story, which has kind of piqued my interest a little bit. It's more on the lighter side. And it takes place in the Renaissance period, and it kind of is from the point of view of, like, Raphael, who's kind of trying to chase, like, Michelangelo in terms of, like, being, like, the greatest artist alive or whatever. And kind of gives, like, good little backstory of, like, the, you know, the Sistine Chapel and how it came about. It's fiction, obviously. Mm-hmm. But kind of gives cool insight, and, you know, it's always bringing up, like, artwork from that period, which I like, with, like, a story behind it. And also kind of, as someone myself who's an artist and likes to paint, I can appreciate it because I think kind of being like a visual artist like that really is about like a few things. It's really about like insecurity, kind of jealousy almost, and kind of that like longing and need for like fame and through like competition, which most people I don't think really think about when they think about like artists. But right. I think like deep down, lots of artists are really like that, but they don't like to say it. Yeah. So this book is kind of an interesting window into that world, I think. So
that is.
I'm only about halfway through that one, but it's been a nice, easy read.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Now, speaking of your paintings, like that you do, a lot of them involve nature. Would you say most of them involve nature or?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. I would say that's where I like reading stuff that's nonfiction more because I think that's what where I get like most of like my inspiration as an artist, actually. I just like to take as much knowledge as I can and then kind of blend it out through like my own like personal voice and like message. Right. So.
And I think a recent painting you did had an eagle on it, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah.
So I was kind of partly inspired by the book I was reading and the eagle that I was like watching.
Yeah.
As well as a friend who I actually was going to, that I made the painting for, talked about like an eagle. So it, you know, kind of blending all those things together. But yeah, I like to include animals in nature and kind of like technology and things like that. And like
right.
lots of like
sort
science
of a blend
stuff.
Of nature
yeah.
And
if I was smart enough to be like a physicist or some kind of scientist, I would be, but I've kind of defaulted to being a visual artist who uses all the stuff that I don't fully understand, but like to read about and put it into a put it into some kind of imagery.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you're doing a calendar too, right? Or no, you're doing a book of photos, not a calendar.
Yeah. So,
getting my medias confused.
Me, Georgia, the owner, and then Kate, the former manager of the store, are all kind of working together to put together a kind of like a coffee table book for Sarasota, kind of like a modern book. There's a little bit of history in it. George's been writing the blurbs. Kate is the one who's kind of doing like the finalizing, like graphic design and putting the book together. And I took most of the photos and what I think inspired us to do it is we always have customers come in, especially tourists through the year who are looking for like a good coffee table book for like Sarasota in the area. And I think it's kind of something that hasn't been done really well yet. Mm-hmm. So we kind of saw like a opportunity for us to create one that could kind of be, you know, bookstore one's, you know, version of like a coffee table book for Sarasota that we could give to our customers. We kind of just thought like, hey, we can do something like this and try to make it like affordable, not some big like $70 book,
right.
So hopefully we'll have that done in the next couple of months and it'll be available for especially the holiday season.
And I think, I mean, I've seen some of the photographs of downtown buildings that are gorgeous. And we have a lot of gorgeous architecture here.
So. We do. There's lots of gorgeous stuff in Sarasota in general to take. So it was kind of, it's almost like hard to decide like which kind of photos you want to use or what you want to focus on. But the main focus is, yeah, a little bit more of like modern architecture, a few historical places, a few nature spots. But it's mostly architecture based.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of everything. And hopefully it'll give, I don't know, hopefully we'll be able to show something where people see Sarasota in a new way, including people that like live here.
Yeah. And I think why I said calendar as a mistake was because we did sell calendars with photographs of Sarasota that were popular, but I think a coffee table book, especially with the level of photographs I've seen you take, is going to be so much better and something that's obviously you keep. You know, calendars you throw out, obviously.
You do, yeah.
So it'd be something special.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for it. And working with George and Kate is awesome. And they're both, George is great at, you know, writing the blurbs, and Kate's great at the design. So I kind of have the easy, fun part. So
we really do have such a special staff here. Like, everyone has their niche and their forte, and it's wonderful.
We really do. And that's something as the manager that I'm hoping I can help, you know, take advantage of everybody's talents that they have here. And even this podcast right here, like, I knew you were doing like a podcast and you were really good at it, and you have such like this amazing knowledge that ranges on all kinds of topics. So I think you're like the perfect person to host a podcast, and hopefully this can build something.
Okay.
And it can also, how we're kind of going through our staff, and it can connect people that could shop through Bookstore One that might not, you know, especially now with everything going on, obviously you can't come in the store, but you know, if we can start getting like customers that we feel like we can kind of connect with and, you know, almost be like booksellers through this, it kind of offer something, I think, that you wouldn't be able to find anywhere else. I mean, you can shop online and do all those things, but it kind of gives a more like intimate feel, I think.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think the more, you know, people who want to shop here know the personalities of the people who work here, I think the better.
Yeah. So. And that's a perfect way to sort of close, because I can just, again, tell our hours and explain how it works. Unless you wanted to say anything else?
No.
Okay.
So
we're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4 right now for curbside sales. And what that means is you can purchase online, sarasotabooks.com, and it shows what we have in inventory. And if we don't have it, we can special order it for you. Or if you want to just come by, knock, and tell us what you want, we'll go find it for you and sell it to you right there. It's just that you can't come in and browse, so... We're still here. We're still selling books, and we do want to see people because, you know, we love people. I mean, people and books, that's our thing, right?
It is.
So thank you very
awesome.
Much, James,
thank you,
for
Roxanne.
Participating.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
Anytime.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.